Well, today we're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2014 from Atlantic High School. We have four young people here to visit with, and we're going to start today with...
Lily Zablocki.
Okay. Lily, introduce us to your family.
I have my mom, Becky, and my father, Tony, and then I have a brother, Cooper, who's a sophomore.
Okay, and you are the greatest older sister that Cooper could ever imagine to have, right?
Best ever.
All right, excellent. Love to hear it.
I'm
sure he would agree, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about classes and stuff. What did you enjoy?
I really liked my science classes, especially chemistry and biology. I also really enjoyed English classes and comp with Miss Berryhill.
Okay. Do you have favorite teachers?
Miss Berryhill.
Why?
Because she pushes you in the classroom, especially she's improved my writing, and she also helps you outside of the classroom and kind of helps you make life goals and be the best person you can be.
Okay. Is she kind of your go-to?
Oh, definitely. I don't know what I would do without her.
Good. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Student council, NHS, I started a mentoring program, and journalism, and then also drama and all those things.
Okay. Do you have a favorite among those things?
I like student council and mentoring because they've helped me become a better person, and they've pushed me and challenged me, and I've learned how to become a better leader and how to take criticism and mold it. So.
Did you set out to try to get yourself into leadership positions when you started high school? Was that a goal of yours?
Yeah, it was definitely a goal. I tried to work my way up and not just jump to the top because I wanted to earn my leadership position. So.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about some of the other things going on then, too. Any achievements or awards, things that you've accomplished that you'll be most proud of when you look back at your high school career?
Definitely the mentoring and how much publicizing it's gotten and how big it's grown in just 2 years. And also recently, myself and two other editors won a Civil Liberties Award for youth advocacy, which was really cool to look back on.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, let's talk about the future then for you. Where will you be this fall?
I'll be going to the University of Nebraska.
Okay. And why did you choose Nebraska-Lincoln?
I chose it because it has really good programs and I really like the city. And I was originally looking at private schools, but I'm getting really good education for the price. So.
Okay, very good. Well, what will you study?
I will be double majoring in biology and psychology and following the pre-med track.
Really? See, I would have thought you were going to say journalism.
Is
that something that you considered?
I considered it for a while, but journalism has such limited career options that I'm confident in the career I chose, but I will like to write on the side.
Okay. So. Well, why did you choose that career path?
I chose it because I want to be a doctor. Okay. So those are the two majors that I think they're broad enough that I can decide what kind of doctor I want to be when I go to med school.
So you're getting into medicine but still leaving the options a little open yet.
A little open, yeah. I'd like to be in pediatric oncology, but I also would love to be like a doctor without borders and travel around the world. So we'll see.
Okay, well, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. Put your leadership skills to work here. Tell them what they need to know before they start high school.
I think the most important thing is to challenge yourself. Don't just limit yourself to certain things, whether it's in school, and put your best effort into everything you do and take classes that you don't think you could get an A in, but push for that A. And then also challenge yourself outside of the classroom and go in extracurricular activities that are outside of your box. And don't just be the generic person that you think you are. Push yourself to be something different.
Okay, good advice. Very good. Lily, thank you very much. Continued success on your career.
Thank you.
All right. And who's next?
Brianna Kixmiller.
Okay, Brianna, tell us about your family.
My parents are Bob and Julie Kixmiller, and I have an older brother named Ben.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about classwork for you then. What did you enjoy?
My favorite classes were probably my government classes with Mr. Wiley.
Mm-hmm. Why those?
I love the challenge that they present, and I know that I'm getting better prepared for college just because I took them, and I've always loved government, so they were easy for me.
Okay, well, you know, math is pretty much the same, science is pretty much the same, government, well, that changes all the time. Do you like the fact that there are no real absolutes there?
I like the fact that it's things that I can directly apply to my life, and watching the news, I understand everything so much better just because I've taken government.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Well, what about teachers? Any favorites?
Definitely Mr. Wiley, who is my government teacher, and Weta, the art teacher.
Why them?
Mr. Wiley, he pushes me to be the best student I can be, and Weta, you sit down there, and she just gives life advice, and she makes you the best person you can be.
All right. Do you lean on them a lot?
I think I do. I mean, they let me go out and be my own person, and they push me to be my own person, but I can always fall back and ask them questions if I need to.
Very good. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. And what else have you been busy with?
I'm involved in band, choir, NHS, 4-H, soccer. I played volleyball and student council.
Wow, you've been pretty busy. How do you manage your time?
I don't. I'm constantly busy, and it's just trying to, I go day by day trying to get my schedule figured out.
Do you have a favorite among those things?
I've always enjoyed band. Ever since I started in fifth grade, it's always been my favorite class.
What do you play?
I play flute and piccolo.
And you're great at it.
Yes.
Will you take that on with you then later on? Will you use that later in your life?
I'm hoping next year I'm going to be going to Iowa State, and I'm hoping to play in the marching band up there.
Okay, you beat me to my next question then. Why Iowa State?
I've always been a Cyclone. Ever since I was little, I didn't even apply to any other colleges because I knew that I was going to end up going to Iowa State.
So is it hard for you then, knowing that all of your life that you go to a school where you have to wear black and gold?
Well, I went to Walnut, actually, until my sophomore year, so that was red and black, and then transitioning to black and gold. I mean, I have my black, or my gold and my red both mixed in there.
I got you. You got it all figured out.
Yes.
All right, very good. Well, let's talk about down the road then for you, too. What are you going to study, and how do you plan to apply that?
I'm going to major in integrated studio arts and minor in political science, and I'm hoping eventually to do, like, costuming and makeup for different Broadway productions.
Really? How long have you been interested in something like that?
I was in charge of makeup and costuming for our musical that we just had this year, and we did Shrek, so obviously it was a lot of costuming and a lot of makeup, and I really got into it, and that's, I would love to do that for the rest of my life.
So you're a creative person?
Yes.
All right. Well, very good. It sounds like a lot of fun. Yes. Give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know?
If I could give one piece of advice to the upcoming freshmen, I would say don't quit just because things get hard. Just because you're not doing well in the class, just because you're out for a sport and maybe it's hard, don't give up on it. Just keep pushing through. In the end, it's going to make you a better person.
Excellent advice. Well, Brianna, again, thank you very much for your time today, and good luck in your future.
Thank you.
All right. And who's next?
Maren McNeese.
Maren, introduce us to your family.
My dad, Mark McNeese, my mom, Bobby Joe, and then I have a brother who's a sophomore in college, Ian.
What classes did you like? What did you enjoy?
My favorite class was definitely chemistry and advanced chemistry with Mrs. Jenkins, and I also really enjoyed psychology.
Okay, real easy classes.
Not real easy classes. I mean, psychology was all right, but...
Yeah. Do you like a challenge?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about teachers then. Do you have any favorites? Who will you be talking about 10 years from now at a class reunion with some classmates you haven't seen in a while? Who will you still be talking about for teachers?
Definitely still be talking about Miss Huggins and Mrs. Jenkins.
Why them?
Mrs. Jenkins always just pushed me. I know that she's just so intelligent. Sometimes it's hard for us to exactly understand what she's saying, but once you do it, you click and just realize exactly how smart she is, and she just really pushed me to be better in chemistry, and that's why it ended up being my favorite class. And Miss Huggins, because she's just a role model and always there for me.
Okay, very good. A couple of different reasons then for the two teachers you liked. Well, talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities then, too. What else has kept you busy?
I'm in student council, soccer, softball, NHS, friend-to-friend mentoring, and then my youth group at the First United Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, man, I don't know. I like them all. They all hold different leadership opportunities for me, and I definitely take advantage of those.
Is leadership important to you?
It is very important to me. I have grown up with my brother who's been a leader my whole life and kind of had big shoes to fill, so I've definitely been trying to be a leader.
Well, talk about the next step for you then. Where will you be this fall?
I'm heading to the University of Iowa, go Hawks, and I will be studying. I'll be going for nursing, hoping to specialize in pediatric oncology.
Okay. Why'd you choose the University of Iowa?
I've always wanted to be a Hawkeye. I thought I wanted a smaller school, but when I went there, it just felt like home. So.
Okay. And how long have you known you wanted to try this career path?
All of high school, really. I thought I was going to be a physical therapist, and mm-hmm. I job shadowed there and didn't like it. And then I job shadowed a whole bunch of nurses and decided that was what I wanted to do.
Okay. Let's talk those eighth graders then. What do they need to know so they don't goof this up?
All right. If I had to give a piece of advice, I would say definitely don't mess around your freshman year. I know a lot of people took easy classes just to get by, to see what high school was like. Challenge yourself, take the hard classes, and push yourself to be the best you can be.
Very good. Congratulations again on what you've accomplished so far. Good luck down the road.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Wyatt Soigling.
Oh, at last a boy to talk to. Wyatt, tell us about your family.
Well, my dad's name is Aaron. My mom's name is Dana. And I have a younger brother, Clayton, who's a sophomore. And then my sister is an eighth grader.
All right. So you're the trailblazer. You're the best leader those kids could possibly have.
You bet.
Confidence. Talk about classes you liked.
Well, definitely my ag classes. I've really enjoyed those. And even comp class, that's been really fun. And it wasn't much for English. Mm-hmm. But weights class, gym, PE, those are always fun. So,
okay. Any teachers that you're going to look back on as real mentors for you, ones you really enjoyed?
Definitely Coach Ross. He was, as a weights teacher and also my football coach, he was always one that I could look up to and always go for advice. And then definitely my ag advisors, Bruce Junk and then currently Eric Miller. I know they've always fueled my passion for agriculture and have had me involved in different activities.
Mm-hmm. It sounds to me like some of the instructors that you chose and some of the classes that you talk about that you really enjoyed are kind of, I won't call them non-traditional, but they're not just sitting in a classroom studying in books and that type of thing. Do you like, do something a little bit different?
Yeah, I'm definitely more of a hands-on learner. Like I'm in a welding class now. It's more fun to go out and weld in the shop, and I can learn by trial and error than learning off of a slideshow that somebody else did something.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then. What else have you been busy with?
I was involved in football this last fall, FFA, National Honor Society, and 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
We just got back last week from the state FFA Leadership Conference where I was one of the star finalists over Iowa. I was selected as one out of 26 out of like 680-some people, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's something to look back on, too. That's a real proud accomplishment there. Do you have a favorite among all those things that you were involved in?
Probably either that Star Finalist Award or previously I was selected for the Hawkeye 10 Conference Character Award, mm-hmm. So that was really neat.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about your future. That's your past. Now let's talk about the future. What's up for you this fall?
I'm going to be headed up to Ames to go to Iowa State University this fall and major in ag business.
Oh, Marin's surrounded by Cyclones here. Why did you want to go to Iowa State?
Well, I was always born and raised a Cyclone, and it's not too far from home, and I know the campus, and it's a really good ag school.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't Dad still work for Iowa State University?
Yep, and both my parents graduated from there too, so...
So it helps.
Yep.
Helps to be pushed in the right direction there. And what were you going to study?
Ag business.
And why did you choose that?
Well, I've always been interested in agriculture, and ag business, you can do a lot with it, such as like grain merchandising or managing a feedlot, and I'd really like to do something with cattle after college.
Would you like to come back close to home when you get the opportunity later on when you've graduated, or are you going to keep your options open?
Yeah, I'd like to stay somewhere in the Southwest because I have my own cattle herd and with my dad and brother, so that'd be nice to be close. That'd be easier.
Excellent. Sounds like you get a lot of that planned out already. Well, give those eighth graders some good advice then. What do they need to know so they make sure they maximize the high school experience?
Well, a couple of things I would say is definitely don't procrastinate because it's way easier to work hard in the beginning and then so you don't have to work hard in the end. And then definitely be involved because enjoy your 4 years because it goes really fast.
Yes, it does. And you are living proof of that. Well, Wyatt, again, congratulations on what you've done and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Wyatt and Marin and Brianna and Lily. They're some of the tops of the class of 2014 at Atlantic High School.